South Africa is at a financial crossroads. Parliamentary Standing Committee on Appropriation Chair Musi Maimane warns that the country is running out of options.
I don't want to sound alarmist, and perhaps I want to give credence to the finance ministers that have served this country in the manner that they have, with the conditions they've had, and almost in some ways, when I think about Minister Kodongwana, recognize the fact that we are now heading to a point of significant crisis. That is a reality. We are no longer making choices that are good or bad. We are making choices that are worse or much worse. We are at the peak of taxation. You can't tax citizens more, and I'm talking about personal income tax in this regard. Because after that point, you start to create tax morality issues where citizens simply figure out ways to avoid tax. You are now at a point where I don't think it's sustainable for South Africa to think of the budget as an exercise in adjusting for inflation. It must now think of the budget as an exercise of going, what significant choices are we going to make? We really are at a point now where we have to make tough, tough decisions. And so when the question is put from the floor, do I endorse a VAT hike or more borrowing? In my personal capacity, I certainly can't, because there are also disproportionate impacts when you start to increase VAT. In fact, over the long period of time, impacts the poor. The room, in my view, is to make choices on expenditure and efficiency. We must really confront, in its honest sense, whether the government believes we should continue the SRD grant or not. That's the question. Now, whilst you might say it's a tough decision to make, but one that has to be confronted, because the Constitutional Court has already made a ruling on what should the expansion of the SRD. Now, if you and I are having this conversation this year about its difficulty to fund, then you have to explain to me how you are going to do that in the medium term once you start to have to comply with the Concord's ruling.
SCOPA Chair Songe Zuzibi says government waste is a major problem that cannot be ignored any longer.
South Africa has borrowed 2.8 trillion thereabouts that we cannot show in terms of growth and change to people's incomes. By the end of this financial year, we will be paying per annum 447 billion. 447 billion servicing debt. The only line item in the budget that is bigger is basic education, and it's only by a margin. We need to choose. Here's how we need to frame these choices. Do we choose to pay debt, or do we choose to fund education and health and all of these things that South Africans need to access their dignity? There's a lot of ideological talk about these issues, but that essentially is the choice. 447 billion is over 30 billion a month. It's about 33, 34 billion a month, which means it's about 1.2 billion a day for 365 days a year. We spend too little. You look at health, you look at all of these services. We spend most of our expenditure on salaries, not building hospitals, securing equipment, and this kind of thing. That equation needs to change. Let us not, and I will not do it as an MP, tell South African people that there is no money problem. There is, and it's big. If we are to say we must borrow more, you must say, let's borrow more and then spend more money servicing that debt. And you know what? That bank goes, that money goes to bondholders, it goes to the PIC, it goes to banks, it goes to overseas investors, it leaves the country. That's a choice that we must then make. And therefore, the reason I spoke about waste here when I stood up is because we are wasting money. We really are wasting money. The government cannot pay 45% more for office space than a company. Come on. We can't do that. And yet we talk about where budget is going to come from, money is going to come from, and so on. We don't talk about how we stop wasting money. We do.
As Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana prepares to deliver the national budget, the pressure is on. Will government find a sustainable way forward, or are harsher financial realities on the horizon? South Africa will soon find out. Reporting for Times Live, I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.